All right, we wanted to give out some quick shout outs. See our numbers going up and shit.
Yeah.
Niggas falling in love with me and Bando.
We didn't talk on the show.
We want to give a shout out to the people in California at Mountain View.
Mountain View, Cali. Appreciate the love.
Let's see where else we got.
The PA. Ooh, okay.
Pennsylvania showing us
Philly?
Love.
Okay, Philly, appreciate it.
We got Dover, sorry.
York.
Gettysburg.
Okay.
And Artana.
Artana, oh man.
I think that's the one that Chris tried to say last week, and you said Artana.
That sounds like that's in a field somewhere.
Yeah, it does sound a little crazy. Of course, Indiana, that's local for us.
Yes, sir. Indianapolis, Sammy Pelker.
Yeah.
Can't be Zionsville. I don't know.
Yep, shout out to y'all. We probably know y'all, so fuck y'all.
No, y'all can't come on our show. Virginia. Ashburn,
Virginia.
Shout out. Appreciate your love.
Oh, shout out Sweden, too. Whoever's
in Sweden, listen to. I hope you understand what we're saying. Chicago. Chicago. Okay. Shout out.
I hope you understand what I'm saying. I think. Do they not speak English?
No, they speak Sweden, right?
Swedish.
Ain't that a language?
I don't know. I just know Swedish fish. Like, it's red fish? Is that the same thing? Not the same thing?
No, I don't think so.
No.
That might be just like a species.
Shout out to Colorado. Is that Aurora? Aurora, Colorado. Shout out to y'all.
Appreciate the love.
Shout out to all the species in Sweden also.
Sweet, man. And Texas, Lake Jackson, and Humble, Texas. Appreciate your love.
We got some more.
Oh, we got more? Damn. Okay.
Shout Washington. Out to Bellevue, Washington.
Bellevue, Washington. Okay. Who else is on here?
Did we do Texas?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like Jackson Humble. Shout out to y'all.
New Jersey. Jersey!
In Georgia. Shout out to Atlanta.
ATL. Uh-oh. Okay. All right.
I had to pop down on y'all.
Right.
I don't know. We got like 8 people flying on those. Shout out to Parlin, New Jersey.
Jersey. I'm just going to keep saying Jersey because I listen to rap battles. Jersey.
Oh, yeah. We got Nebraska in this joint.
Omaha? Omaha.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. I don't know, Omaha. It's
big country fan.
Yeah, I don't know about that one, man. New York? Who's in New York showing us love?
Sandburn, New York?
Oh, no. If it ain't Brooklyn, then it don't matter. But still, thank you, though. Appreciate the love.
But I still think anybody in New York will shoot you. You may not want
to. Yeah, that's why. My bad.
And last but not least,
I
think we got them all.
Yeah, we got them all.
Yeah, shout out Washington, New York, Nebraska, New Jersey, everybody. If you have any questions or you want to give me any input or you just want to holler at us, you can email us. I'm going to give you my email address. It is jgr33, N as in Niagara, 1 at gmail.com.
Niagara.
One more time, if you want to email us, we're going to have Chris do the contacts. I don't want to talk to any of y'all. So y'all can talk to C. Will.
That's a fact.
Email is jgr33n1 at gmail.com. And shout out to everybody.
Appreciate the love, man. We trying to get there. Appreciate y'all love.
Yep. Keep listening to the show.
She did the first 8. I did the next 8. I know I drove into Cali, though. I know I drove into Cali.
Mm-hmm.
But back, though, I did most of the drive back. I did all of the drive back. To Mexico and Arizona and shit. I did all that shit. We ain't go through Utah again, though. But.
And the thing is, like, when I be driving out of town, like, I just want to listen to my music, you know, chill out. That's when they want to have real conversations.
That didn't really happen, though.
Because y'all knew y'all was driving for a day.
You can say the fire conversation for me. But when you look like you about to fall asleep.
Yeah, when we driving for 24 hours, I'm like, nigga, how much longer? Are we there yet? Nah, we got 17 hours.
That's a long ass time.
Man, that shit, man, that was a beast, man. That shit was so goddamn long. I think we're ever gonna get there.
This shit's gonna be really choppy. No, I think we're good.
I don't think we're gonna ever get there.
Yeah, you can't ask if we there yet. You're like, nah, we got 20 hours left.
Yeah, that's the crazy stat.
That's somebody tell me we got 20 hours worth of driving left. I'm like, nigga, let's just turn around. I don't want to go.
There's no point, though. I don't want to go. Already halfway there.
No. Like if you only drove 4 hours and somebody say, nah, we got 20 hours left of driving.
Oh, you only drove four?
Yeah, I'm like, let's just turn around.
Oh, let's find somewhere else to go.
It was like, I think it was 30 hours, I think.
And what's wrong with that trip?
That's a little.
I think it was like 30 hours, I think.
Can you talk about what's wrong with that trip?
I was wrong.
I was wrong, bro.
30 hours.
She's asleep. So, I'm asleep.
We would have died. I would have fell asleep, too. We both would have been asleep. She's asleep. I'm asleep.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, we only put over twice.
All right, that's up to that. Yeah, well, you know what? Now I think about it, ain't that bad. Cause I drove to Wisconsin. On the way to Wisconsin, it took us 9 hours because we kept stopping because of the kids. Mm-hmm. On the way back, it took me 8, and I just knocked it out straight.
I didn't even know Wisconsin was that close, though. Like, it was a driving distance. Like,
oh!
Yeah, I didn't even know.
I think we're going to do the area summer. It's the Wisconsin Dales.
Yeah.
Super cheap.
See, I didn't know.
Yeah, I've been.
The hotels and shit is like $400 for like the whole weekend, and you get all the water parks. That shit was fire.
Oh, damn.
It was super fire. I think we're going to do that every summer.
Nah, that don't sound bad. 8 hours, too.
Nigga, I hope we've been recording and everything been good.
Ah, man.
That light been on, so.
Oh, I just must have just been booking now. All right, man, what y'all going to get into?
Shit. Aisha Curry.
All right, I think we should do it like this. All right. You defend her.
Okay.
You don't defend her.
Okay.
I tell her, I say, I don't know, I do something.
I know. Okay. I can see from both sides, but
you defend her.
Yeah, defend her.
I think what she was trying to say is that, like, you can get used to somebody, like, yo, they've been together for how long? Forever?
They said since, like, Curry was, like, 15 or something.
Damn, that long?
That's what I said.
Well, maybe she just... I can see her just being used to Steph complimenting her all the time, and she kind of, like, taking that for granted. Mm. So she like, well, he the only one that's complimenting me. Why I want somebody else? Because most women feel like your husband's supposed to give you compliments. So,
well, your husband is supposed to give you
compliments. Yeah, but if I'm telling you you're beautiful every day, you just going to get used to that.
But what about she
probably just want to hear from somebody else. And from,
so it's okay from her how she, somebody else?
From how she was saying it, I can't defend her, bro. It's hard. No, it's hard. All right. Because I was at first.
But you got to think about who she with. She's with Stephen Curry.
That's one of
the most famous people in the world.
And that's why I said she... I understand what she was saying.
I would
but
defend
she was,
her.
She was the wrong. I can't, bro. She was the wrong person to say it. She was the wrong person to say it. You know what I'm saying? She got what most women want.
Yeah, that's true.
You got a faithful, God-fearing man.
So she just
that's faithful to you, that loves the shit out of you,
and he can shoot from half court.
This nigga's one of the greatest shooter in the NBA.
He's one of the most famous people in the world.
Yeah. And he's
still
faithful.
He has to
faithful.
Be top 20 famous people in the world.
He has to be, yeah. Top five.
And he's still faithful.
He had the Bahamas and all that bullshit. So.
And he's still faithful. You got niggas that don't have none of what he got that cheat on their girls and shit. And you got
if
somebody
they've been together
that,
for 15, you don't think Curry dipped out of his once? Because he had to lose his virginity to her.
We don't know.
He's
know
been
now.
Famous. And, no, he could have dipped out of high school.
He wasn't famous in high school, was he?
No. Daddy, he was always been famous and rich.
No, he always been rich, but yeah, I don't know.
He ain't really get famous.
And you know what else? The more you think about it, I think she's surprised how big Steph is because didn't nobody think he was going to be that big like that.
Yeah, but he's been coming this big for like
NBA.
6 years now.
No, that's
so
what I'm saying.
Not a surprise, man.
College, he was real famous.
In college, he was big.
But then he got drafted and he had those ankles.
Yeah. Like this though,
yeah.
Steph
no one
came out of nowhere. That's what I'm saying. So it was It shook her up a little bit.
Are you done attempting to do whatever?
Man, I can't. I try, but I understand what she was saying, but she was the wrong person to say it.
Be grateful though, but who you with though? Yeah, why you worried about another nigga? Why your
husband, Steph? You can't be talking.
Why you worried about a random nigga going to your DM? Worried about a nigga come up to you? Hey, Aisha, you beautiful. Why you worried about that?
Yeah, I try, bro.
Can you imagine somebody approaching Aisha and say, "Snapchat me that pussy"? Like, she's like such like a church, like she's just so like nice. And then she like somebody auntie, like you can't approach her like
maybe
that.
Maybe we niggas should respect Steph Curry enough not to go talk to Aisha.
All right, I'm about to defend her because you. All right,
bro, you can't like your husband is Steph Curry. Don't no nigga think they have a chance.
But no, that's the problem though.
Nobody think they have a chance to look.
Her husband is Steph Curry, so she doesn't get any attention because she's married to the biggest person in the world. So maybe she wants to continue to get attention. No one, people just see her as Steph Curry's wife. Don't see her as just a good looking
another
woman.
Thing,
they see her as, that's Steph Curry's wife.
Another thing,
she doesn't
is
get her own attention.
She say shit all the time that everybody jump on her.
But no, they be killing her for no reason.
They be killing her, bro.
Wasn't she like banned from the games for a minute because like she something? She said one time that she likes to dress like a lady, so she covers herself. They killed her.
Yeah.
Shit, Cleveland, then she had some shit going on.
Said
Cleveland,
the games is rigged.
Yeah.
They say she can't cook.
Yeah. They always bash
every time
her.
She need to stop talking.
Have Savannah did an interview. You ever seen Savannah do an interview?
No.
You know what though? It's same thing with Steph Curry. It's LeBron James though, so niggas ain't gonna be getting in Savannah's DM trying to tell her.
And that's probably why she feels that way. She just feels that people see her as Steph Curry's wife. They don't see her as Aisha Curry. They don't see her as her own person.
But you with the most.
But no, it's different. Jada Pinkett Smith, we see her as Jada Pinkett.
She was Jada Pinkett before she was with Will Smith.
Aisha
though.
Curry has never been herself.
Well, tell her to go play basketball.
It doesn't matter. She's like, never going to be herself.
You are with the most famous.
But she's just herself. You put on Facebook, Mrs. Curry. You can't even say her name.
Because I didn't know how to spell it.
That's why I put it in the group tag. That's why I put Mrs. Curry.
Mrs. Curry, I don't know how to spell her name.
That's fucked up.
I don't either.
That's fucked up. You don't know how to spell her name.
I mean, Aisha, you can spell Aisha 53 different ways.
There's a lot of people.
So you trying to say she won't be in the spotlight?
No, she just wants to be known as herself instead of Steph Curry's wife.
Well, I feel like when you marry somebody in the NBA, stupid. You kind of put yourself to the side, to be honest.
That's stupid.
Yeah, and she does that. She's a good wife. She's pregnant every year. She's cooking on YouTube.
She done had a baby for every championship, I think.
Yeah. So she's a good wife.
But she wouldn't have that shit if it wasn't for Steph.
She doesn't complain about her marriage. She's just saying... She's never complained about her marriage.
She was like, I don't want it, but it would be nice if somebody was looking.
Yeah, she never complained about Steph. She never complained about her marriage. She just say, hey, can a nigga holler at me one time? So I know I still got it.
So that's not enough that Steph is
She didn't say it wasn't. She just said, hey.
She's saying it's not enough because she said she wanted from somebody else.
She just said she want to see if she still got it.
That's so stupid. And then
a heat check. Thing. That's what it was, nigga. It's a heat check.
And another thing is,
I get it, but she's just the wrong.
I'm just trying to defend her because everybody's killing her, and
you can't.
She need to stop. She need to stop talking.
Just stop talking, bro.
The way she answered, like, it, yeah, so you can't.
That's why
Steph Curry got women groping up on him and trying to talk to.
She sounded like she was jealous.
Like, what are you?
That's what I'm saying.
Jealous.
Ain't no nigga.
You don't think she's jealous?
Niggas that
and if she is, it's okay for her to be jealous. And it's okay for her to be jealous.
She's jealous.
I'll be jealous too. Beyonce's jealous of Beyonce.
But why? You got everything you
want. Is who jealous of Beyonce?
Jay-Z's jealous of Beyonce. Got all the attention she gets, I'm pretty sure. But niggas all over her. If a nigga's all over your girl, you gonna feel, you may not be jealous, you may be mad. Or maybe uncomfortable.
Well, he ain't as big as Beyonce, but he just as, like.
But it's niggas that still want his girl.
But shit, if you know what you got, you should.
And it's chicks that want him. Like, that's a bad one, bro.
No.
They are both.
They want him because he's a billionaire, not because
they still
he's
want
Beyonce.
Him. They still want him. In this case, everybody
wants to cheat with a white girl.
And don't nobody want her.
Yeah, don't nobody want Aisha.
Jay-Z had to cheat with
that's
a white girl.
That's the difference. Like, you can't use Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Maybe you three kids and
even though he got money.
All right, think about this. If you marry Rihanna, you want to be jealous?
I probably would. I ain't gonna lie. I probably wouldn't even
be jealous. Right now?
Yeah. Because out of how people be on Rihanna, people talk about Rihanna, you would feel away.
I couldn't even be with Rihanna.
I couldn't be with nobody like that, bro.
You could be with Rihanna, though.
What if Rihanna was cooking every day and she was still Rihanna? And y'all had a good marriage. Why are you going to complain just because people were showing their attention?
Hella, I know. Hella
that's the niggas. Same thing Aisha
hella
said.
Hella niggas.
There's groupies all over Steph because there's groupies. So that's why she feel away. It's the same thing if you marry Rihanna.
You are not going to get groupies.
But it's different from a man and not a man get groupies. And women.
Hey, she needs to show some breast or something. She needs to just
that too,
pull the shirt down a little bit.
Not even that though, man.
If she wants people to holler at her, she needs to.
But then that's going to backfire on her too. Because they're going to be like, no, Aisha, cover yourself up. You're a wife.
No.
You're supposed to be representing your husband. They're going
to
trash her.
She wants somebody to whistle at her. She's going to be trashed either way.
They're going to talk about her either way, bro.
Yeah, they talk about her. They need to leave that girl alone. They've been on her top, bro. I ain't gonna lie, bro. They always talk about her, bro.
They've been on her
top. That shit be funny as hell, though, but they need to leave that girl alone.
Yeah, this would have been the funniest one, bro. The meme, they said she look like Hines Ward. That shit was funny, man.
Oh, that was a bad one. I think that's
dog. I usually don't share shit, but I reshared them, man. That was so crazy.
One nigga posted a picture of it and said, "Here, damn, I eat shit for WCW."
I seen that.
He said, here, damn.
Did you see the one where they sell Steph on the court? And they was like, look. They said, like, Steph was like, look. When she come in, just say, damn, Aisha, you look nice today.
KD and Cleo.
Yeah, I was loud. Like, man, they...
Yeah, they've been on her top, man.
Right, I understand. All right,
but no, before we leave the subject, what if y'all girls said that? Like, damn. All right, you know what? Hold on. You know what? I'm pretty sure this is going to happen. Your girl that came on, like, all right, you know, some little old man or somebody was to try hollering at me at the gas station. And they like it. They like the attention. Has that never happened? They came and like, oh, you know, some nigga was trying to talk to me at the gas station.
So my wife,
and they said it's smiling, happy, and shit.
I know she's watching.
No, she's not. No one's watching. Yes. I don't know. Let's see if someone's watching.
I was just on there, bro.
Nigga, have you seen Lakita inbox? Inbox is crazy. Like,
no, I'm saying when it happened in person. Like, when niggas was in the inbox.
Too. So what? the way my wife put it, she made it seem like, if a dude give a compliment, yeah, females do like that. You know, they do like to feel a little, you know, appreciated.
So when a nigga ain't talking to you? No.
Then it's like, if a nigga ain't talking to you, then it's like, what's wrong with me? And, you know.
Oh, wait. I'm about to kill that.
I don't think people even hold the door open for Aisha.
I'm about to kill that. Listen. I'm about to kill that.
She walk in the door, hit her.
Nigga, listen. None of us is Steph. None of us is in the NBA. None of us have a $140 million contract.
I wish.
Like, we don't got none of that. That's why I said, I understand what she was saying, but she was the wrong woman to say it, bro.
Who should have said it? what you mean the wrong person to say it?
God damn it, Ben Simmons' wife.
He goes with a Kardashian. That's definitely the wrong one to say it.
Wrong one. A lower level NBA player wife should say that, but her, she got way too much.
Patrick Beverly's
wife. It came off like she was ungrateful. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I took it too.
That's why.
It does sound ungrateful because she has a perfect marriage. So that is
there. There you go.
That's true.
You know what should have said it? Scottie Pippen's ex wife now, I guess.
That's funny. I do not own rights to this.
What up, Future?
Shout out Future, man.
Future said you would never get your chick back.
I don't own rights to this.
Scottie Pippen knew you whooped Future ass.
I don't know why he ain't snuffed him.
Yeah, he should have
been
with his ass.
It would have been the fault. It's bad enough you smashing my wife, then you going to make a song about it? But he needs to shut up, too, because Russell Wilson got Sierra looking like...
Man, but that was four baby mamas ago. Future's over. He's over there.
He just had another one, right?
Yeah, he had another one.
He had another one?
Yeah, he just had another
one. Yeah, like literally like 3 days ago.
He sure did. I seen it. They said he just had another one.
That's why I said that was...
It's like his...
Sierra's four baby mamas ago, man.
Like his 10th kid or some shit like that?
No, surprisingly, it's not that many. It's like number 7.
Oh, I see.
No, it's his 6th baby mama. So
he adopted one child, right? He adopted one of the kids.
You will allow Future to adopt a child.
Why in the hell is Future adopted kids anyway?
Future's not adopting kids, man.
One of his kids is adopted, though.
No, he's not adopting kids. He's
Future better not be adopting
kids. Future is the pod father of somebody's kid. Is that how it works? You know,
you can't say that, man. I trademarked that. You can't say that, all right, man. Unless you gonna put money in my pocket, man.
Nigga, him and Fetty Wap having a race, boy. Because Fetty Wap popping them out every year or two. Every few months.
Well, you know he got the one eye, so he really can't see what's going on.
That's fucked up. Clearly, that's why he can't pull out.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Can't see where he aiming at.
Yeah, yeah. Aim all fucked up. Oh my goodness.
You niggas is crazy, man.
I ain't said nothing.
Oh, man. Y'all crazy
as
hell, man.
Alright, what
hey,
we got next, man?
Hey, what did 50 do?
Any of y'all niggas owe 50 cent money, man?
What do you do?
Oh, why do all these people keep owing him money?
I don't understand it, man.
Like, owe 50 money.
Do people literally go to him for a loan? Or is this like a business deal going bad? How do people keep owing him money?
Probably loan, man. 50 a loan. That's what he do, bro.
Who owe 50 money now?
Jackie Long owed him money, but
Jackie Long
paid him. And then the dude from Power, when the Power assistant director is one of them.
Owed him money.
Owed him a meal.
That had to be a contract thing because they probably like renewed the contract. I don't think that nigga just said, hey, 50, let me hold a million. That had to be a power contract. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that had to be a power contract. But yeah, Jackie
Long. He lost $1 million the old boy to pay off his taxes before he died. That ain't his first time loaning people money like that.
I don't know.
But you owe that nigga, man, pay him, bro, because he'll be on your head, dog.
That man, Tierra
Marie.
I was gonna say, I didn't see what he said, man. I know he posted something on Instagram.
That's how I know, bro.
He had to post something on Instagram.
He talking about Ray J and, what's the name now, too? Ray J and, Nick Cannon.
Because Nick Cannon, I don't know why. Because he talking about Jackie Long, and Nick Cannon hopped on the Jackie Long thing and was like, yeah, don't let 50 punk you or something. 50 was like, oh, I see your bitch ass in the comments. They posted a picture of Nick Cannon. I'm like, nigga.
Damn.
Like, nigga, you know better, bro.
50, yeah. 50 gonna show out on you, dog.
Why do people play with him?
You don't fuck with 50, man. 50 gonna shout on you, man. He gonna shit on you.
I don't understand why people still play with 50, bro.
He gonna shit on you like
leave
blood,
that man alone, man. Don't borrow no money from him. Just let him be, bro. Because once he single in on that person, it's a wrap. But it'd be fun. I'd be feeling sorry for him, boy. But he got on Young Buck. I feel he's that type of person that gotta have an enemy, man. Like, he can't sleep at night if he not feuding with somebody.
Yeah. He done feud with everybody in G Unit. He got any friends? I don't think he got any friends.
No.
Let me shut up, man, before I hit up on that nigga.
Who's this little dick out here?
Yeah, man. Shit.
He will, boy.
This nigga ain't got no money.
He is crazy,
bro. You ain't gonna talk bad about a nigga. Let me shut up.
You know, during the holidays, he always posted like how he's so alone and shit. Like, nigga, you didn't...
No, you know what
you didn't talk
me?
Bad about all your friends.
He always posts some shit about his younger son because, you know, he don't like his older son. Yeah. That shit be tough for him. He like, you know, chilling with my real son.
That's funny.
Chilling with my real son. That's funny.
I blame his mama for that, though. 50, he should have been and tried to do something. But
he don't care, man.
Yeah, it's too late now. He done did way too much.
What else is going on, man? Hey, how y'all feel about the what's her name? The Meg the Stallion chick.
Meg the Stallion?
Yeah, how y'all feel about her?
What about her?
I like her. She can actually rap.
Lakita, like her. I haven't heard too much of her stuff.
She can actually rap. You ain't like see her freestyle shit? She can like rap.
You said who again?
Meg the Stallion.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, she can actually rap. She's nice.
Her only song I know is that one song they play all the time.
Yeah. She's nice. I like her.
I heard she can rap though.
Yeah.
I heard too. I heard she was pretty good, but I ain't never listened to her.
She did like a 10-minute freestyle. What's that dude in London?
She did 10 minutes?
Yeah, it was long.
That dude in London. Really she really
can
rap.
He's like, dropping bombs. The dude in London.
Tim Westwood.
Yeah, she was on Tim Westwood.
I was gonna say Sean Paul.
Right there, girl.
Nothing to rock. I don't know if they Sean Paul. Doesn't matter. I'm off the grid.
Tim Westwood.
Yeah, she went there and freestyled. She freestyled somewhere else. Yeah, she's
not. I seen her little video. I ain't listen to it though.
Yeah, you just watched the video with nobody.
Huh?
You just said you seen the video, but you didn't listen.
Yeah, because like I.
How do you see a video but you don't listen?
It was because like on Facebook, like you can like when you press on the video, it'll play. But like if you.
So you watched it with no volume?
No, I didn't really.
You had to because you didn't listen.
I skipped through it. Okay, I was going through Facebook and I seen her and I was like, oh, okay. And I just kept going.
You just said you watched the video. So did you skim or did you watch?
Everybody got time for this. Everybody got time for this Captain Asshole.
Everybody
got time for it.
I'm just asking.
Everybody got time for a Captain Asshole.
Can you tell me what time it is?
Ain't got time for it.
Cube made the Stallion. Oh man, Chris. I'm gonna listen to her some more stuff though.
Do you talk to your watch in public?
No.
So why are you doing it now?
So when you text her,
we ain't in public.
So when you text her, you talk to your watch and you just put through whatever.
Bullshit aside, I do that when I'm driving. When I'm driving, I used to do that with my wife when I'm driving.
Answer the phone.
So like, you be in the room in the bed with your feet up.
No. I'll be on my phone. No.
Man, Terry, man, what you talking about?
Yeah, the kid even getting tired of my ass. Nigga, we're looking at your goddamn watch. Like, ain't that watch you buy?
Well, you too old. Just be looking at. Stop looking at your watch, man.
Have you found Snake on there yet?
Damn, I got better games then.
Oh yeah, you got NBA 2K and shit. You got that final shit on Fortnite.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Man, doing it big, baby. I wanna watch.
Oh man.
I wanna watch it.
I don't wear my watch. It becomes a waste. Yeah, at some point.
I feel like it ain't really shit, man. That Aisha Curry shit took over everything. They ain't talking about nothing but that, bro.
Yeah,
it really gotta be something though.
Not really though.
How y'all feel about everybody saying something about that? Is it YMW Melly or is it YNW Melly?
The nigga from Florida.
YN.
Yeah.
It's YN.
Like everybody's talking about like free him, happy birthday. You know, nigga killed two of his friends and put him in the trunk.
Yeah, he killed two of his friends. Yeah, so
that song is hard, though. I'm sorry.
The song is hard. But I'm saying like Lil Boosie, Future, like because his birthday just passed and they was like, oh, you know, free a real nigga. How about we free him when his sentence is up? No. How about that?
Well, is that okay? He ain't going nowhere.
Hey, well, hey. He's not getting free then.
They trying to get hit a death penalty, right?
Yeah, because he's in Florida. They going to fry his ass.
He ain't going nowhere.
And they don't take long in Florida, bro.
Right.
They going to be smoked.
Yeah, they cook you
the same day they send your ass.
Right in the chair. I don't get why people be saying that. Talking about, you know, free my nigga. No, let him get out when his sentence is up.
Yeah, he did some.
You can't kill two of your friends and put them in the trunk, and I say free you.
And then try to make it seem like it was a drive-by.
Yeah, also it wasn't a drive-by.
No, he shot them up.
I'm gonna have to, man.
Then put them in the trunk and then drove them to the hospital and dumped them and kept going. He did take them to the hospital, though, so that, I guess that's okay.
Yeah, that's. Yeah, he's sick.
Yeah.
They made a song about it, huh?
Yeah.
The song is
over. Well, no, they said the song was before. But the song was hard.
Yeah,
the song
was hard.
Yeah, the song was hard.
Nah, he did it before. Yeah. He made the song before he did it.
Okay. I was going to say, damn, you crazy. You crazy damn.
What if the dudes was there with him when he was recording the song?
Probably was.
I bet you they was. They said it was like his homeboys.
Yeah.
What he doing?
Yeah, because after that, he was talking, he was helping the mama out and shit. The dude, one of the dudes that he killed, he was helping out like with the mama and shit.
He killed two of his best friends.
They say he don't got it all.
He's schizophrenic or something. Yeah,
that's probably why he did make the song and then eventually killed his friends. Because he don't got it all.
He really got split personality, though. Like, he's...
Oh, nigga. Did y'all watch First 48 yesterday? Uh-uh. Oh, nigga, that shit was fire. It was the best First 48 I've seen.
Right now, I'm kind of not watching First 48.
Why not? Lakeem watch that shit.
I'm kind of not watching First 48 right now, okay?
You got a body?
No, hell no.
Oh, okay.
No.
Lakita be watching this shit.
Nigga, this one was fire.
What was it about, though?
So it was in Oklahoma. Nigga, I didn't know it went down in Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah, they be down there, yeah. They
be going down in Oklahoma.
That's where they be at, yeah.
So they locked this dude up because he was shooting at somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So they locked him up, and dude told the police, like, it may be a body on that gun. So then they start interviewing him.
Mm-hmm.
They like, what do you mean, maybe a body on a gun? He's like, well, 3 years ago, I shot that dude that lived on Anchor and 38th.
Mm-hmm.
So they looked it up. Some dude got shot on Anchor and 38th. They never found him.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, why'd you shoot him? He's like, oh, well, he was out taking a stretch, so I wouldn't shot him.
Oh,
They're like, oh, okay. They're like, so did you mean to kill him? He's like, yeah, you know, when I was shooting at somebody at the mall. They're like, shooting at somebody at the mall. They're like, yeah, you know, last week I shot that dude in the face in the mall. They're like, huh? He's like, yeah.
They're
like,
what in the hell?
So they're like, who are you? What are you? Why are you shooting people? He's like, oh, well, you know, 5 years ago I shot up this dude house.
So he was just catching bodies.
He killed one person and then shot six other people.
Oh.
The whole time he was talking, they was like, so what did you do? He's like, oh, I went up. He was in the kid. He was in the car with his kids, and I shot him in the face. Talking just like that. He was insane. He was crazy.
Black
and then he started laughing. It was a black dude. And then he started laughing and smiling. He shot six people, killed one person. Just shooting random people. The dude that he killed, he had shot up his house twice.
Yeah.
And what then the fuck? Shot his house up twice. He was a coach. He shot his house up twice, and then he seen him one day taking out the trash, and he went and shot him in the head. Just shooting random people. Nigga, that first 48 was deep.
Wow. I was going to say, yeah, I don't think I've seen that episode.
You say he was a white dude?
No, it was a black dude.
Black dude?
Black dude. Oh, I think you said white dude.
No, my bad. Yeah, no, he was a black dude.
Oh.
Just shooting random people. They was like, so what are you doing? He was like, you know, it feels good to know that I can take a life. So he was just shooting
you
people.
You know what?
So he's just shooting people.
I'm not going to say.
But in Oklahoma, isn't that where they be having all the school shootings at and shit?
Oklahoma?
Yeah. It's either Oklahoma or like Connecticut or something. I thought Oklahoma's where they have the school shootings.
I know there's one in Texas. Maybe you're talking about Colorado, maybe.
Nah, Colorado's where the school shootings happen. Yeah, yeah.
One of my little cousins went to school in Chicago. And he told me.
You know they got shot.
He told me one of the. I don't know how he met this dude, but I remember him telling me the story, like, one of the dudes is from Southside. Is that where all the shit go down?
Yeah. That's where, like, Chief Keef and them was from.
And he said the dude told him, like, he just liked to do that. He said it's an adrenaline rush when he kills somebody. I said, did you stop hanging with that nigga? He said, yeah, he never came back. I stayed away from that nigga. I'm like, good.
Yeah.
Like, he just getting that's what he was like, bro. He said, I just, something runs through my body when I'm pulling that trigger, bro.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean. I don't understand why motherfuckers just kill somebody, though, man. That shit.
That's crazy. This dude was talking with a straight face.
That's how they are, though. I'm scared of these young dudes, bro. I move out their way.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like to, like, go places unless it's, call me old man or whatever, bro, because You step on one of these young niggas' shoes, bro, and they'll blow your head off.
I feel you, though.
This was stepping on their shoes. Something that I could be like, all right, my bad, bro.
Pissed right on.
You step on my shoe, pow. Not even a slap, a punch, or nothing. They'll just kill you, bro.
Yeah, that's why I mess with these little kids. Especially when you come over with some ugly shoes, because these little niggas be wearing some ugly shoes. They be getting those, like, crazy-ass looking Jordan, like, the special, like, those ugly,
nah,
huh?
Nah, they off for them. You seen them Balenciagas they be wearing?
Yeah, those are trash. I was going to get the Puma versions. So I like the Puma versions.
Trash, bro.
Balenciagas.
Yeah, you kill me over those motherfucking paper mache shoes, oh, I'm going to be shitty. Those are some ugly shoes.
I stick to just the regular
shoes. Did you see that picture? And I know this is off, but did you see that picture of Sierra that she posted?
Mm-mm.
Where she's like naked and she's wearing Jordans. Those are some ugly ass Jordans. Y'all didn't see that? She just posted it like a couple hours ago. Those are some ugly ass Jordans.
Nah.
Sierra be wild.
Man, those Jordans is ugly as shit. It's some ones, but then it got like two. So it's like some sky blue ones, and then the tongue is two red tongue.
What?
It's ugly.
I don't know what you're talking about.
She looked good in the picture, but the shoes are ugly as shit. I just couldn't get past the shoes. I was so upset.
I said, I ain't really seen
anybody
naked like this.
Except
Tyra Banks.
Oh, Tyra Banks look good.
She did.
Tyra Banks look fire.
She did. Damn, she do look good. That thing's the ugliest.
Those shoes are ugly as shit.
Let me see.
It's like two shoes in one.
That's what I'm saying. Those are ugly.
It's like two shoes in one.
If somebody shoot me over those shoes, I'm going to be shitty. Those is trash.
Yeah, those motherfuckers is trash.
Those are high tops.
Like a house arrest band.
Yeah, those is trash.
That shit's just trash.
I seen that picture. I said, what you got these ugly ass shoes on for?
Damn. Oh, man.
And then they try to kill it. They try to kill it with the different color laces. You didn't even see that.
They went from the white lace
to the black lace. They put some time into that.
That's ugly.
Those are super trash.
And she naked.
Yeah, that was a super trash.
Yeah, crazy.
It was a nice picture.
What the hell?
Yeah, but those are super trash. I can't believe y'all see these pictures when she just posted.
My drawings are nice. Damn. All right, Russ Wilson. I see you, man. Alright, man. That came out of nowhere. I ain't gonna lie. Like Russell getting Sierra, like, that came out of nowhere for me, bro. Didn't think that was for me.
I wonder how they met.
That was kind
of. So niggas call him corny and all that.
He's still corny.
Hey,
he winning.
He got one of the baddest, and he got like $107 million. So
it's not good.
Shout out to the corny nigga.
Sound like you didn't want to give me those props, man.
I know, he really did.
You was just like, man, I mean,
shit. I mean, how can you call him corny when he got all that, bro? Shit.
Like Nick Cannon be winning, but he's still corny.
That's a fact.
Yeah, he's still calling corny.
Yeah, that damn biker necklace on naked and shit. What the fuck?
All right, I got a question. Y'all think, back to this Aisha Curry shit, y'all think if a dude would have said that, everybody would be on his head?
Depending on who it was.
Let's say
if Steph Curry would have said it?
If Steph would have said it, but he was the.
Yes.
Like, okay, if Steph.
I think because saying, they're married.
Oprah got a lot of money.
That's different. But no, if Steph would have said it,
another rich woman.
If Steph would have said it, I think we would have been on his head too. Because their marriage seems that perfect that they shouldn't complain about nothing.
Yeah, I heard her. She
No, I'm saying, but if Steph was complaining, we'd be like, nigga, you light skinned, you can shoot from half court. Make $100 a year.
No, I'm
saying. You don't need no bitches giving you compliments.
I'm saying switch places altogether. Like, Steph is a stay at home husband. Is she making all
Aisha
the money?
Aisha can shoot from half court?
Yeah. And Aisha. Yeah, okay. Aisha is the one that's.
Steph got shut his ass up. You don't get no bitches.
You better enjoy this big ass house. You better enjoy that cooking show. You better complain with me, Aisha. You better complain with me.
If Steph was a stay at home dad and he was just cooking on YouTube, you gotta shut your ass up.
You better complain.
Shut your ass up. He backed her up, though.
He did. Let's think about.
But I think in private, he was like, shut the fuck up.
Okay, Wendy Williams, husband. You know, he been fucking up. He's wrong.
I wouldn't even.
But he was wilding, though.
Well, yeah, he was wilding.
Then nigga had a whole baby, been having a side chick for 10 years.
Longer than 10 years.
Do you blame him? Do you blame him?
Wendy Williams,
do you blame him?
Has nice wigs, man. You can't treat her like that, man.
Complimented on wigs. That's how you know she boo boo water. Yes. You complimented on wigs. Oh my god! You know she boo boo water.
What, man?
If you lost weight and put a wig on, you look like. Cause she 103 pounds. She's 6'4" and her hair look like they weigh more than her. She be looking crazy, man. He wrong. He still wrong.
He's wrong, but bro. He's stupid for even being in the public with her. But shit,
he not in public with her. He be
with his baby mama.
Yeah. He take the side chick on vacation, bro.
That's why I said, man, you can't blame me.
Hey, no, man, leave Wendy's alone, man. You can't do that, man.
Bruh. She got shoulders like your window.
But
like,
no, come on, you can't do that, man.
Come on, man.
You can't bite the hand that feeds you, man. You can't do that, man.
This is what, if he really didn't want to be with her, bro, he's executive producer on the show. He could have just, they could have had a, like, what did you call it?
A mutual breakup.
Like what Russell Simmons and old girl did.
Yeah. But
they still made money together.
But why would he even, like,
I think Wendy Williams they've been married for like 20 some years. So like 30 years ago she was probably popping.
I don't know, bro. I heard she looked the same.
Like radio wise or like
she's
always been popping radio wise.
Okay, right.
And she always had nice wigs, so you know, she was always popping.
Okay.
But then again, he probably just seen the potential. He was like, she gonna be a millionaire.
Okay.
And was like, I'ma just
take one for the team.
I'ma take one for the team. I'ma just do my shit on the side.
Wendy did not look that bad. Wendy did not look that bad. You gotta think it was like 25 years ago. Everybody had that haircut 25 years ago.
Let me see.
Winnie did not look that bad.
You can just tell her body just...
Okay, that she don't look that
25
bad.
Years ago, she was popping good. Every girl was skinny
she
like
got
that.
All that she got a lot of surgery and shit, too.
Nigga,
man.
She's 112. Nigga, she just looked old. What are you talking about, surgery? Winnie just looks old. She's 112 when she weighed 112
like
pounds.
Now her nose, like, she got the Michael Jackson nose now.
But yeah, Winnie wasn't, she wasn't that bad, man. Oh, nigga, Winnie used to be fat.
She was?
Oh, Winnie was trash. Oh, no, no, I'm sorry. That's Miss Jones. I'm sorry. Shout out to Miss Jones.
Who's Miss Jones?
She used to be a, the radio personality on Hot 97. And then she was like,
Winnie's trash. Something. Oh my
god. Winnie is
dude. Yeah, stop calling Wendy Williams so trash. She's not that trash, man.
I don't know what the side chick looked like, but that's who he be with in public.
Look, Wendy was not that trash.
I just knew. For some reason, I knew you was going to show me this video because I seen this video.
You seen it? Why did you see this video?
It was on Facebook.
Wendy was not that trash.
You know, anytime she's
and every Facebook, and every girl 30 years ago was 110 pounds with big titties.
Oh yeah, that's true. But I'm saying, but she, but
like,
yeah,
like they didn't get an ass until like the 99, right? That's when they start getting ass, right?
Fake asses?
No, just ass in the period. Like ass didn't come out until like 99.
2000.
Yeah.
when Tip Drill dropped?
That was that later. That was like 2007.
That was later.
That was 2007?
I don't think it was 2007.
Though. It was early.
Nah,
then,
so I had to be like 4.
I say yeah.
Yeah, like 4, 3.
I was like in like 7th grade, so I had to be 4. Yeah. But in 99, that's when people was cool ass.
So that's when they started shaking that ball. Like, ah, yeah.
All right, kinda, I still feel bad for it, though, man. I mean.
All right, well, what's another better? Who's like a rich, who's the rich woman and then the dude just... It's just chilling.
It's not that many. I said Oprah, bro. That's the only one I could think of off the
top. Well, Stedman got to shut the fuck up, too, if he come out complaining.
He do shut the fuck up. When the last time you seen Stedman?
Is Stedman alive?
I'm just going to ask that.
You see, bring him out sometime.
Stedman could have been dead the last 15 years. Wouldn't nobody know.
That's a fact. Nobody would know, bro. Man.
Who's another one, though?
It ain't that many, man.
Nah, it ain't.
It's not.
Okay. Because they both are successful, and let's say 10 years from now, if she has a baby or whatever, what if J-Lo comes out and complains?
Who have a baby?
J-Lo.
Oh,
people having babies like at 70, so.
That's a fact.
That is true.
That's so nasty.
That's true.
That's so selfish.
That's true.
What if J-Lo comes out and complains that people aren't treating her the same? They're not treating her like a sex symbol anymore.
She's lying.
That's bullshit.
Okay.
That'd be some bullshit.
I tried.
She got money, so she can pay to be looking younger.
But I'm saying,
she got the body.
But what if people was like, oh, you know, but we're gonna leave J Lo alone. She a mama. She married.
And plus, don't nobody give a fuck about A Rod either. So
that'd be true. A Rod, like this shit.
Don't nobody give a fuck about A Rod.
Like he ain't a whole legend.
He be having the cheese. He be checking Diddy every time he comment under J Lo shit.
A-Rod said something to Diddy?
Hell yeah.
What, you sure? No, J-Lo probably says A-Rod didn't say shit.
No, yes he did. When was that? A couple weeks ago, she posted a picture and Diddy put some kind of emojis under it and A-Rod checked his ass.
Man, he can talk to his old flame, man.
Man, shit. A-Rod shut that shit down.
Hey, y'all almost got J-Lo locked up.
A-Rod, Diddy might get back in that.
J-Lo almost got his ass locked up.
Diddy may get back in that.
Diddy going through it, boy.
Yeah, I was like, wasn't he just crying out there?
Yeah, bro.
Ah, and Mother's Day Sunday? Ah, that nigga going to be a mess.
He going through it right now.
That nigga on suicide
That's another one I feel
him,
bad
though.
For.
I feel him, though. I feel him, though, man. That's tough.
He going through it, bro.
That's tough on him, man.
Nigga. He just need to stay out with social media, man.
I'm probably walking this house, nigga. It's probably just empty Ciroc bottles everywhere.
For real,
that nigga drinking
bro,
himself
I know
to death.
He's sick.
All white. All white, everything.
You
all
right here,
everything.
Open the door, nigga. You just moving, dude. You just moving Ciroc bottles out the way.
All white.
I know. He sound like he's sick, bro.
It's fucked up, man.
That's crazy. You can't. No, I'm still sitting here thinking, no. I can't think of no woman that's like
popping
like that. Nate husband is not nothing.
Well, because as a wife,
what about Cardi B and Offset? Because she's bigger than him at the moment.
Yeah, but he big too, though. He was big before he got one.
But I'm saying, what if he complains that he don't got groupies no more? Like, you know, ain't no bitches on him. No.
That ain't
going to
ever happen either.
Well, we like, nigga, shut up.
Got to be another one.
I don't think that's a good one. It's hard because they both...
They're both famous, bro.
Yeah, because Aisha don't have anything. And she was having that cooking challenge if Steph wasn't so big.
Her food don't be looking that good.
I know, it should be looking trash.
I look like
that. She cook while she's super light skin.
Klay Thompson going crazy.
Why would you say that, man? What is wrong with you,
I told everybody, man.
What is wrong with you, man?
No, it's a close game. No, it's close.
Why didn't your watch say something? The fuck you got that stupid ass watch?
It told me that 5 minutes ago. It told me Klay was going to go crazy. I knew that. So. You see, when you said it, I was like, I knew that already.
Yeah, stupid ass watch.
Yeah. Hey, but y'all still close game, though, fellas. Still close game, though. It's close game, though.
I still think Golden State going to win.
Is this 6 or 7?
Even
six,
though Rockets should win. Six,
Rockets got to win.
Nah, I'm going to tell y'all, man, the Warriors was going to take this. I think I had the Warriors in 6. I got to check my sheet.
That's before KD got hurt.
I still got the Warriors.
I got them now.
Matter of fact, let me see who's favorite.
If they didn't collapse in game 5, it would have been different. But Rockets, bruh, y'all. I watched the end of that game before I came over here, bro, because I didn't see what happened. I'm like,
yeah, they blew game 5.
It didn't make sense to me what they was doing, bro.
Draymond hit 2 threes, 2 clutch threes.
Ooh, the Rockets are favorite to win.
He been balling, too. They should be. Rockets should win tonight, but they
not. They should win tonight.
They should win tonight in game 7, bro.
But it's different, though, man, because with KD not being there, though, man, shit, ball movement.
They can spread the floor.
No, they ball move when they get Stepway come and shoot from half court.
That's what I'm saying.
He's going to be in motion. He's going to be moving around. Shit, KD get the ball, shit, it just stop.
Yeah.
They come pull that thing from half court.
This could be real good for KD and real bad for KD. They won't win it all without him, though.
They've been talking about shit. This might be another reason for
him. Because I still think they're going to play the Sixers.
You think the Sixers are going to beat Milwaukee?
Yes.
Oh, no, I don't think
that's I've been having the Sixers in the finals since last month or two.
Have you seen Milwaukee?
Milwaukee's going to the finals.
Yeah. Milwaukee's going to the finals. I still got the Sixers
in the finals. I told y'all a couple nights ago, I think Milwaukee can get Golden State. I think they can beat Golden State. It's going to go. If they meet up in the finals, I'm taking Toronto.
And I forgot Lowry was on Toronto. He's so trash. Bro, how is he in the NBA, man? I don't understand it, bro. He is terrible. I mean, I know I couldn't beat him, but that nigga's trash. He is trash, bro.
Man, that drip is so funny, man.
This guy trash, man. What is that?
Who screenshot that? Send it to my phone. That's a fact.
Man.
They need cats be overheated.
Unless they drunk.
Man, I get so...
Unless they drunk, then they don't care. They don't feel nothing when they drunk. Oh, but if it's just a regular night.
I can't get nothing when I'm drunk, man. She's just pass out.
I mean, she be too drunk.
Yeah. Well, you say you get right when you get drunk.
I mean, it's a go. It's a good night. It's a go. And I already know.
Since you said that, every girl's night, I've just been checking on you. After every girl's night, I got to text you. Hey, you good?
Did she ask?
Yeah. I told you I get a little nasty.
Bang, 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 bang. You want to do nasty things tonight?
No, motherfucker, you ain't going nowhere.
Get your ass over here.
Shit.
You going to give me that dick.
Man, she be what? Baby, you want to do nasty things? I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness, man.
She be trying, man. She's so silly, man.
Do you want to do
nasty? She drinking, man. She be ready to.
How can you respond when someone say, do you want to do nasty things? Nah, I'm good.
All
right. I'm going to work. You can keep that over there.
I said, okay. She'll put this big old grin on her face and blush and shit. I'm like, baby, it's not our first date.
I'm going to work. You keep that over there. I pass.
Man, you ready, man. Be ready to go, man. That shit be funny, man. That
my nasty meter on 4 tonight.
Yeah, I gotta work. Yeah. Ladies, now they got to check up on you.
I got to get up in the morning. Just put the nasty meter on 3.
Man. Three bounces, man. Shit, it's like, babe. 3 bounces, shit. She roll over.
Word up.
Damn.
Nigga, you didn't do nothing.
You want me to plug my life away, but you are.
Nigga, I'm sweating. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Are you tired?
Yeah, like you ain't did shit. Yeah. You want me to give you 1,400 pelvic thrusts, but you just wanna. You just.
After, it up. Yeah. After we done our eye roller, I'm like, whoo, nigga, I swear. She's like,
oh, shit. Man, you are not lying, man.
Man.
I swear to God, man. Man, that's funny, man. Go,
What did you do? Who did you see?
Who'd you sleep with? Right. Who you fuck?
Man, that's funny as hell, man. That's a frustrating shit.
That's a fact, though.
That shit, man. A nigga just be like, man. Be ready for a nigga to. Be ready for a nigga to get on time. I'll be like, hey. Can you just lay on a pillow?
Word, bad
too. Man, come. I thought I was asleep.
Yeah, man. Dude, you ain't lying, boy. You finished. You like, whoo, she go, oh, man.
I make sure I got a thing of water. I make sure I got a thing of water next to me.
Nigga be prepping.
I be prepping. Yes, I do prep.
Stretching this shit. Nigga be stretching this shit.
I do do that too. I got to stretch.
Stretch out my glutes.
I got to, man. Cause that mouth, boy, I get one of them Charlie horses.
Oh my God, this shit happened to me.
I get one of them Charlie.
I never got a Charlie horse. I had. Tasha used to get a Charlie horse, and I'm like, she starts screaming like, "Oh nigga, I'm killing it." I think I'm killing the game.
Man,
I'm like, oh, I'm really killing her. She's screaming.
I caught a Charlie horse, man. Turned off all the way. I was turned off.
Nah, imagine catching one when you about to finish, nigga.
Oh, nigga, nah, I was
like, let me hurry up. The pumps got fast. He was like, oh, yeah. I was like, oh. Nigga, I was like,
man, I'm paid, bro. Man, I jump out of that motherfucker so quick. I swear to God, man.
Oh, man.
I jumped out that motherfucker.
I had to stretch my leg out.
I never caught one.
I didn't. Tasha's good all the time. Like, she caught one time and screamed. I was like, I didn't even do the move.
What? I know, yeah.
Why she screaming? I didn't even hit her with the move. I didn't hit her with the doo-wop.
I don't recommend it, man.
Yeah, I ain't never.
It always come when you least expect it.
It do. Man. It
swear.
Do.
Man. I'm doing my thing. That's when I'm doing my thing, man.
I got one.
When I'm the one that's on, when I'm the roof, man.
That nigga said, when I'm the roof.
When I'm the roof, man, that motherfucker, man. We play Bob Builder, that motherfucker, man.
Shut your hands up, man.
Oh, we play Bob the Builder?
Is that what y'all call your nasty time?
He walk in the room, man. You ready to build this wall?
I'm gonna lay some bricks. Hit her with this hammer.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you, man? Yep.
Gonna put this cement on your brick.
Put on my hard hat.
This nigga is crazy, man.
Hey, man. Bob Builder, that's one of the good ones.
Oh, man, I'm about to steal that one.
Bob Builder, yeah, man. Yeah, you can use it though. Go ahead, man. You can use it.
I'm gonna use it, man.
So somebody hollering at him.
Use that, man.
Yep, cause he Jay-Z.
Somebody hollering at him when he goes to the gas station.
If they know he Jay-Z.
If Jay-Z was standing behind that girl at the gas station line,
listen,
she's
man.
Not going to turn around and be like, hey,
that's another. You ain't going to see.
I don't see no ring.
They're not going to say that to Jay-Z. Probably though, because it is Jay-Z. And shit, that's a come up.
You're not going to, but the thing is, you're not going to see dudes complain about that. Because dudes.
I don't complain. But when I do get to, like, you know, they're like, oh, I'm like, oh, nigga, I still got it. Like, last time we went out to eat. And I was, the waitress was flirting with me. I was like, oh, I still got it.
And
I look over like, hey.
You better step your game up. Is that what you did?
Nigga, I'm out here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I can understand that, yeah.
Yeah, because the waitress was trying to holler at me.
Yeah,
I was just asking for ketchup. And she was like, oh, you want ketchup? Okay.
I had seen now. I'm not going to say that.
Because I was like, sure. Nigga can get it over ketchup.
That's just like when I get the little Ray J thing. You know what I'm saying? That shit.
What do you mean when you get the little Ray J thing?
Sometimes people say I look, you know, look like one wish.
All right, I'm done.
I look like one wish, you know what I'm saying?
I told y'all I went with y'all shit today. I'm not about to go through this.
I just want going out there, you know. They say I look like one wish, you know, but, you know, it's a couple times. You know, I've heard it before, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Lucky you.
Yeah, lucky me.
My folks tell me I look like Big Worm.
See, this one. No, they say you look like FaZe Out Love.
Yeah, nigga. Nigga, when I was growing up, they used to call me, what was his name on Parenthood? Remember that?
He was
Wendell,
on that.
The next door neighbor?
I remember his name, though. Yeah, he was on that, though.
Goodness.
I remember that show.
Yeah, nigga.
I'm so, which way let this nigga get by, like, saying, hey, you know, I still got it, because niggas was like, hey, Ray J. We just gonna let this slide.
Like, if I go do like a drive through or something, you know, they be like, have anybody ever told you like right there?
If I go do a drive through or something,
they can't even see this nigga.
When I get up to the window, man, when I get up to the window, they be like,
so you mean to tell me when you go to a McDonald's drive through?
Yeah.
Maria says you look Maria. Like Ray J. Is that what you saying?
This nigga said Maria. They're usually in the kitchen, okay?
No, Maria hands me my bag every time.
Oh, for real?
What McDonald's you go to when Maria ain't
hand you the bag? You talking about that one.
Yeah, you go to McDonald's and they don't got Maria's? I don't go to a fast food if ain't no Maria's back there.
The one on,
I don't want no niggas and white people cooking my food.
Oh, man.
I think with that...
Maria, so you do that right now?
I don't... Like, you would never see a dude say that, because I feel like dudes have to be way more appealing to get girls. Like, it's easy for girls to get dudes, but it's hard for dudes to get girls.
Yeah.
Unless, like, you got money.
Right.
And even then, it's kind of hard.
Yeah, obviously, you gotta spend money and do all that.
Like,
you gotta pull up in something nice, shit. Yeah. You gotta walk out of something. Like, you walk out, make sure your girl right. Yeah, that's true, though.
You when you go to the gas station, you can't get the cheap shit. You gotta be like, hey, nigga, give me 120 on pump 3.
Like, dudes gotta work way harder. We gotta work way harder to get girls.
Yeah, that's true.
You look at you like 120, nigga, you got a Honda. I know.
Yeah. Make sure it's
diesel. Leave it on there for the next nigga to pull up behind.
Yeah.
Make sure it's diesel.
You know, I'm looking out.
So that'll never.
Because I got it.
You'll never hear a dude talking like that.
Yeah, but I don't care.
I don't either.
I don't care either.
Shit, I've been ugly my whole life. Always.
You should have higher self-esteem, man.
No, I love myself, but I love myself to know that I'm not that cute. That's still love.
Well, they say I look like Ray J, so I don't know how y'all want me to.
We not doing. I'm trying to bail you out, my nigga. I'm trying.
Man, I don't got time for this shit. I'm not talking to Ray J.
I'm not talking to Ray.
No, I'm going to leave. I'm not about to talk to Ray J. I'm not.
I'm not about to talk.
This nigga is bragging about Maria at McDonald's saying he looks like Ray J. I'm not about to do it, man.
Not just at Mickey D's, though. You know.
Also, every drive-thru you go to, all the bitches on you.
No, I ain't gonna say it.
First of all, it's either a Maria that works at the drive-thru or it's a 14-year-old. She don't know who Ray J is. Who the hell is saying you look like Ray J?
Man, people's been saying it, man.
Oh, the streets is talking.
Yeah. My job too, though.
Work with number white people. They don't know Ray J.
I come back
here. And the white people say you like Ray J?
Yeah.
The white people also thought you was Biggie Smalls.
Man, they just
don't. I'm just confused. Go. Like, are you wearing it as like a badge of honor?
Yes, he's keep bringing it up.
No. I never told y'all. You know, I'm never.
You didn't have to. I never asked.
I'm just saying how you brought up, like, honey, just talking about, like, right
now. Yeah. You know, I'm out in these streets, yeah, you know. One wish.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
I hit it first.
Sexy cat. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Yep. All right, that's it for the first half.
Sexy cat.
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all
shit. You were entertaining, son.
I ain't saying nothing, man.
Be entertaining that shit, bro.
I need a drink.
Entertaining that shit. What I'm talking about, man.
Well, that's cool for you. I ain't got that. I ain't never had that privilege.
My brother's calling me. Damn, can I ignore him and we on live? You think he'll find out?
I mean, I don't know. Depends on if you be on Facebook or not.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. I mean, if he's on there, then he probably gonna
be. Then like, he probably see that I ignore this guy. But he know I'm recording, so.
And we're talking about it, so.
Yeah, so.
Then he's gonna know I purposely record. All right, ignore it.
Then he gonna probably comment on it. Damn, you can record, but not answer.
But I'm recording, so I don't know about to answer your phone. Call. And who still calls? Text me.
That's true.
Yeah. Come on, how old are you? Well, he is old, so that's pretty well.
You don't text no more, dude. You don't have to text no more, right?
Nah, because he got Bluetooth. He got Bluetooth with Mike.
Yeah.
Nigga like a truck driver at Walmart. Walking down the aisle with a Bluetooth and I'm like, huh? What? No.
Yeah, if you can't.
The light salt.
You can't get with an earpiece.
Oh, no, I ain't gonna do it. I ain't that day. I ain't that crazy.
You want the light salt crackers?
I was saying, nigga, you really old. You can't be here with a Bluetooth in your ear. Only see the old niggas wear that now.
Duh, I'll do it like that.
With the cologne.
Oh, damn.
The heavy cologne.
Old Spice. Oh, no, what is it? Musk?
Yeah.
Musk.
Yeah,
that brute.
Yeah, brute.
Yeah.
Brute.
All right, man. I'm going to take a break for the first half. Get back. All right, I'd like to welcome everybody back to the Quiet Storm. You know, where.
one.
All right, let's make Quiet Storm.
Welcome back to.
No, you have entered the Quiet Storm.
Yeah. You have entered the Quiet Storm 105 JLG. You know, the podcasting is alive. Alive and thrive, baby.
All right. We got this John B. classic coming your way.
Instead of John
B. Yeah. Yeah.
John B. followed back by the Ray J. One Wish.
Ray J though, man. Hey, bro.
You should have never told me that shit, bro.
No, he didn't tell you. He bragged about it.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
he
bragged.
Why? What you going to do, man?
Go.
You're like,
wait. You already
know I'm going to start.
How you going to say right now?
Oh, man.
Yeah, you already know I'm going to start blowing up pictures.
Man, that's why
I ain't y'all friends. No, man.
Well, I never said we was friends, so.
No,
man.
I don't care.
Shit,
it's still one wish.
What the fuck is wrong with him, man? What's wrong with this guy, man?
Yeah.
All right, man. What y'all want to talk, man? Y'all want to talk sports? Y'all want to...
Ain't nothing going on.
I really don't got nothing to talk about. What y'all doing this weekend?
Sports on the thing. I will finally go see Marvel. Gotta go finally go see that.
Please.
We ain't going to see it last weekend. He had a working shift. So.
Please go see it.
Man. I should be quiet because I'm not allowed to talk about movies.
You not. Shut the fuck up. Unless you go to the movies to see it.
Big ass critic. No, yeah. Shut your face.
I'm going to be a critic, but I'm going to watch everything on my fucking Xbox.
I've only watched one movie on my Xbox. What are you talking about?
I don't believe that.
No, I do watch.
You watch every new movie.
No. I've seen last new movie I seen was the Taraji movie.
What movie was it?
And besides us, I haven't seen a movie in a while.
What's that called?
Agony?
No, not Agony.
Acrimony.
Acrimony.
No, that was like 4 years ago. I'm gonna move from like
3 months ago. That
wasn't
that long ago, was it?
It was like a month. It was the one Wooden Man Think or Wooden Man.
I thought you watched Us on the Xbox.
I'm saying besides Us, the last new movie I've seen since then was the one with Taraji. What Man Think or What Man Want? Or
oh, no.
Like the Mel Gibson movie?
Yeah, but,
oh,
but it was a black person.
You can hear what dude's thinking?
That was actually good. It was good. It was more funny than what I thought.
You like that movie?
I liked it.
I'm on, okay. Only way you get the pass is you tell me you watched it with Tasha. I'm just saying.
I didn't. Who else am I going to go there? I don't have friends.
No, I'm saying, do you watch it by yourself?
No, I'm not a fucking mall shooter. I'm not going to the movies by myself. What the fuck is
wrong
with you?
No, I'm not saying by yourself.
I said I went to the movie theaters to see it. So if I didn't see it.
The movie theater.
Yeah.
That was the last movie you.
Hold on. Nigga, we talking about on your Xbox.
That's what I thought we was talking about.
The last movie I seen on my Xbox was Us, and other than that, I watched The Shy on my Xbox.
That on
that.
Other than that, I haven't.
The Shy.
I think Atomic Bomb, besides Us, was the last movie I seen on my Xbox.
I don't even know what that is.
That was like last year.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah. I don't know. I never heard of it.
It was like some white Russian chick that was shooting people. Like the same movie that they keep making. Some white chick in leather shooting people. The same thing.
Nah, go see it.
You already seen it.
Yeah, we're going to see that, man. I can't wait. Big Marvel.
What you doing this weekend? You got anything planned for Mother's Day?
Not yet. Well, yeah, I'm
well, this going is 48 shopping. Hours, so.
I mean, Mother's Day.
You got a point there, though. I mean.
Mother's Day is just another day.
No, I didn't say that.
That's why Aisha Curry was feeling like that, because she like Mother's Day popping up.
Three ladies to take care of, man. What you got a day planned, man?
I always take care of my three ladies. They good.
I just put my name on the kids' card.
I was just finna say that. I know Jesse. I just know. Cause this is why
from all of us.
We get them.
He said from all of us.
Right, short of family.
I'm not surprised.
My name was on three macaroni cards in there. It's some macaroni hearts in there. Jay Green.
So you ain't got that plan either?
Yeah, I just had my kids sign their name Jay Green, so it's all of us.
Tasha is Aisha Curry.
She's ain't happy. I'm okay with that. Aisha Curry's happy in her marriage. She just don't got no niggas hollering at her. I'm good with that. Perfect. Yeah, I'm definitely good with that. Shit. You can go to the gas station and get 10.5 with no problem. Have at it, baby.
This would be crazy, man.
I don't got to worry about it. Like, shit, why you in there grabbing me a Mountain Dew? Sounds like a life.
Shit, besides that shit, that's probably about it. But if she wanna go back down, she wanna go down to Kentucky and see her grandmother and shit. We probably
you don't wanna see your grandmother?
No. We'll probably go do that too, man. Uh-huh. We'll probably go do that. I know she wanna do something for Mother's Day, so.
One thing the kid asked, she wanna go to breakfast. She wanna go to, what's that restaurant called? La Peep?
Yeah. They got fire pancakes. The pancakes are about this big.
For real?
Yeah, shit's fire.
La Peep.
Like La Peep, so you get on Easter?
She want to go there for breakfast. So.
Yeah.
Remember I sent y'all a picture of all those ducks in my backyard?
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, I almost lost one of my kids the other day.
You mean the geese?
Yeah, the geese. And I said, hey, you know, it's a hard lesson to learn, but gotta let them go. So the geese be good. So the geese be coming to our fence.
Hold on, what did you just say?
It's a hard lesson to learn, but you gotta let them go. So the geese be coming to the fence, and my kids be running up. Hey, ducks, quack, quack.
Them things will bite the shit out of you.
And they got their babies with them, because it was like 20.
Oh, so that's
yeah, they work.
That nigga stuck his neck out and started hissing. So then I grabbed the first child that was in front of me. The other child kept going. I said,
had to be a little man.
I said the first child. I didn't say he, she. I didn't say him,
had
her.
Had to be a little man. It had to be a little man.
I grabbed
a
child in front of me that I could reach at arm's length. The other one kept going.
Because baby girl, that Batman suit.
Batman suit would have came on.
He'd
be having baked geese. It'd be big ass geese on this table right
there. That geese rose up and started hissing.
Yeah, them boys.
I said, damn, that's one of my kids gone.
Yeah, like, ah, shit. If I take,
that's one of my kids go.
Like, if I take the dog out,
no geese.
If I take the dog out and, like, it's geese, like, even with just one,
I'll turn around and go, damn, the dog's about to die.
Because a lot of them, they like to plant. I mean, I'm about to say plant, but they bury their eggs.
Yeah. I got to take my geese when I was younger. That's why I don't
fuck with them.
I like walk by the bush and there must have been some eggs over there. That motherfucker came over there and about to tear my ass up.
My apartment complex, though, people that live there, though, they don't give a shit about them. They'll be like in the street, run their ass over. They don't care. I never hit one. I've actually been behind a car that just like after, just like literally just
like it was going, a speed bump and just kept going.
It just kept going, and like the damn geese, like he was just like his head was like over there, his body was right here, and his body was just running around and shit. I said,
like a chicken with his head cut off. Damn.
This morning, man, I almost ran over a mama duck and her little baby ducky.
Oh, come on, the car behind me. You know, I ran down the story, man. He hit a geese, man. You run over baby ducks. That's fucked up.
I said I didn't run over the mama.
Yeah, you run over the whole family.
I didn't run. Real fucked up.
Yeah, you fucked up, man.
Have y'all seen the one, though? I see one, though, man. He got like, he got the orange beak and shit, though, but he a little big. I done seen one that got the orange bee. He got
What are you explaining?
A geese. It's like a different geese or I don't know what the fuck it is.
I think it's only geese when it's multiples.
So it's one goose.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, so I don't know what it is.
It's a goose, bro. It's a goose name. He got an orange beak. He got like black and white, look, his neck black and white and shit. That nigga bad. Oh, he was like, I seen one of them.
Are you sure he just wasn't sick?
Man, on my mama, I seen one. I seen it. Like, he
was it light like, just hit him at a certain spot?
Like, you know how they be in big groups and shit? Like, he was like the alpha. Like, it seemed like he was the alpha.
So he could have been the granddaddy, like, he getting old. They don't go gray, they go orange.
Possibly. You never, hey, man, I don't know, man. I've seen one, bro.
That's wisdom.
Man, I've seen one, man. That motherfucker, like, he was the alpha male. I ain't even fuck with him.
That's wisdom right there. That's all it is. That ain't nothing but wisdom.
He probably was an old cat, though. Probably was OG.
OG.
Oh, GG.
Should the Lakers trade LeBron?
Not to the Pacers.
I don't think they should trade him. I think he should request a trade.
I kind of feel like that's coming.
Because, I mean...
Who's he going to trade for? Who's going to get him?
Regardless, whoever trade for... No, whoever gives up for whatever LeBron's going to lose that trade anyways.
Yep.
Regardless, they're going to lose that trade. Like, it's just one of the things where, shit, LeBron, shit, still the best player in the world.
Because he's not going to get no big free agent. That's out of the door.
You think that's out of it?
Hell yeah, man.
Unless the Lakers have people protesting.
Yeah. Unless they do something like a miraculous turnaround between now and July 1st.
The draft is coming up. They ain't got a fucking coach, bro.
Oh, I kind of think they can get a free agent because I still think they can get the AD trade. And if AD comes over, somebody else was going to come.
They
fell out of that, I heard.
Now they're starting the Kyrie thing down, though. They're starting that now.
Can Kyrie sign or does he have to get traded?
He can.
I thought he had a year.
He has to
sign
and trade.
He has to opt out.
No, he's a free agent after July 1st.
No, he has a year.
No, he's a free agent, bro.
He's got opt.
They don't have to trade.
He can opt out.
He's opt. He got an opt.
He's a free agent.
Because
watch, nigga, shit.
Because Al Horford got an opt out, and they was talking about it in a game. What was that? They lost game 5 when they ended
this. They lost all game, shit.
The last game. They was talking about Horford and Irving. Have an op out in the club.
No.
Why Kyrie don't cut his hair? He really like Uncle Drew.
He got that gray and shit coming in too.
What he don't cut his hair for?
He gotta get up out of Boston. It's not even that though. Shit, them young players want him up out of Boston though. You know?
They been wanting him out of Boston. And then he got a red phone too.
Now that, when I seen that, I was like, I don't know about that.
And then you got the clear case? Did she buy you the case too?
She bought me the case, the phone, all that.
Now, the. I do have a problem with the colorful phone, though.
Red is my favorite color.
But you got
it looks cute, though.
That's why I have a problem. That is kind of cute.
And you got the clear case so you can see it?
Yeah. No black or white? Mm. Like,
When's the last time someone didn't have their phone covered? Why do you have a clear case?
Nigga, you asking
That's me a like, bitch case.
Buy the phone, get the case free.
Oh, that could have been one of those cases. Okay, probably. That makes sense. Yeah.
Kyrie is a free agent after July 1st. Unrestricted.
Is this even a real case? Let me see if I'm on.
Is that even a real case? Nah, he took a Kroger bag
and cut
it out. He stepped out of it.
He stepped out of air out of it.
It's a Kroger bag, man. It's a Kroger
bag. Kyrie is a free agent, bro.
Cause Brian Windhorst, man,
that's why.
A little bit,
remember, so. They were saying they wanted to. They was go. They was talking about trading Kyrie last year.
Cause they were scared of losing. Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah.
This year he's the unrestricted free agent.
They didn't
want
to lose him for nothing. Like when Durant left.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, he done shit. He kind of just stopped the growth of Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown. He done stopped the growth on
Jason Tatum. Tatum even changed his game. He plays different.
He can't play with Kyrie.
But Kyrie can feed him on the post, and he was doing his fadeaways like last year.
Do that though.
But Jason Tatum, even when he got the ball, he didn't post up and fade away like he was doing last year. He didn't even attempt.
That I was just going to say, yeah.
Like, when he was doing it was money.
Yeah.
He never attempted. He didn't do that none this year.
That ball got to Kyrie's
hand.
He messed up the whole rhythm.
He was trying to take people off the dribble.
He did. He messed it up.
When the whole team start playing, they start playing solo on ISO.
I think Gordon Hayward, too. I think he kind of fucked it up, too.
Yeah.
But he was coming off the bench, though, so he was supposed to do ISO.
Making $30 million. Coming off the bench.
He broke his leg.
Valuable.
He got him time, man. He didn't break his leg, man.
They gave him money based on Brad Stevens, bro.
Man.
That's the white boy max, though. Did you know it was a white boy max? Like Kevin Love got the white boy max? It's a white boy max.
This nigga said a white
boy. So they don't get like the $34 million, they get the $30 million. like Kevin Love said to someone, like Kevin Love was at the All-Star game, and they was like, damn, Love, you got that big contract. And Kevin Love was like, yeah, but it's a white boy max. So they signed a 5-year like instead of the 4 years, so they only get 30 instead of like 34 million.
Right.
It's the white boy max.
Kyrie, I don't think he gonna come that late.
Y'all
think so? I think he's going to Brooklyn or New York.
Yeah.
The way, like, the people, like, they make, people make it seem like he's a, now he got to take it, like, he's the two now, option two now. He can't think of himself as option one.
He can't be option one. He can't. So, he just has to be a scorer. He'd be the best scorer on the
league. So, go to somewhere, play with somebody that you know you could play with.
No, Kyrie don't know that. We know that. He don't know that.
Oh, man. He should know that. Based off the fact that the team that I've been on the past 2 years went further when I wasn't playing. Mm-hmm. That right there should make him know.
He doesn't.
Bron needs Kyrie. Kyrie needs Bron. They need each other, bro. I hate to say that, but they need each other, bro.
I feel that.
So now they get Kyrie. LA. Honestly, I feel like LA. They should, like, the first thing they should do though is go right after Kyrie. I feel like that's the first thing they should do. They should go right after Kyrie.
Trade for AD.
And then trade for AD. That's what I think they should do.
And re-sign Rondo.
I think they should re-sign Lonzo.
Lonzo gone.
He can't stay healthy.
Yeah, he's going to be in that trade. They re-sign Rondo to a year. McGee to a year. Keep some of them players. Keep Lance. Keep Lance, McGee, and Rondo. The rest of them can go wherever.
No, you got to let Lance dance. I mean, you got to go.
You got to let Lance go.
Lance can only play in
Indiana. Dude, they traded to the Clippers. He going to be a free agent?
Zubac. No, he was a rookie.
Yeah, I think.
So this is his third. Like
second or third year.
Yeah, this is his third.
They should have never traded him.
That was stupid.
What was the idea? What was the plan?
Who did they get?
Their plan was to get AD. That was the plan.
But they could have got AD with Zubac. Zubac was hooping when they traded him.
Yeah.
Shit, he kept hooping when he got to the Clippers. He was starting.
I don't know.
He was balling.
I don't know who idea that was, but they fucked up.
Probably Rob Pelinka's dumb ass.
If they can't get Kyrie from LeBron, I'm just requesting the trade, man.
Who can trade for LeBron?
He should have went to Philly any fuck.
You know what I heard? I heard a good comparison. They said if LeBron never went back to Cleveland and played for Kyrie, they said Kyrie would have just been another Kemba Walker.
Chris Bizarre said that. And I would agree with him 1,000%.
It's true. I agree.
Kemba Walker's never had help.
Kemba Walker would be better. Because at least he can take his team to the goddamn playoffs.
That's what I'm saying. I think Kemba can get further than Kyrie.
Yeah, that's a fact.
But he mean it. I think Chris Bizarre, he mean it as if, like,
He'd just be another good player. Just
Kemba's only been to the playoffs twice and been swept twice.
Yeah.
So he's never had a
great team.
He's never had a good team. But if Kyrie would be in the same spot though. Kyrie would probably just be an AC, keep getting swept. I just like Kimba over Kyrie.
What about
you? Actually pass you the ball.
Can you imagine if Kimba actually had a good team? If Kimba Walker had a LeBron James, they would never broke up.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I don't think Kemba Walker wants to lead the team. He's tired.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I think Charlotte gonna throw him a bag. They ain't letting him leave.
He has to make the first NBA team.
And it's a small market team.
Yeah, they
he should make bag, it.
Though. Nah, he gonna probably no, get.
He may not
first
he,
NBA.
He gonna probably get.
No, he has to make a first. He has to make an NBA team in general.
Because
Klay may beat him out, even though Klay didn't have a good season.
Bradley Beal may beat him out.
He should have Beal over Bradley Beal.
Kimba's gonna get one.
There's no guarantee that he's gonna make it.
Point guard?
This is guards in general. They group all the guards together.
They do?
And they don't do East and West. So you got Steph Curry, you got Chris Paul, you got James Harden.
They really only switch it up when they get to like the 3, 4, and 5. That's
okay,
really
if you do point guard, you got Curry, you got Chris Paul, you got...
I'm just naming.
Chris Paul make an All-NBA team.
I'm just naming
All-NBA team this year.
No, I'm just naming point guards. I'm just naming all-star point guard. I'm not saying Chris Paul's going to make it over. I'm just naming all-star point guard.
I'm talking about who's going to make it.
Yeah.
All right.
Kemba Walker's going to
make it.
On there.
Okay. Kyrie's going to make it.
I don't know.
Kyrie's not going to make an all-NBA team?
Oh, no.
Kyrie had a stretch of 5 games where he was good.
Who's another point guard that's going to make it in?
Damian Lillard.
Yeah.
All right. So Steph, we got Curry and Lillard.
Damian Lillard, Kemba Walker.
I think they do the guards together, man.
Even if they do, Kemba Walker should be in there.
Kyrie's going to make it over Kemba Walker.
They better not,
he's
bro.
He's a bigger name. And he actually made it through the playoffs.
Fuck that, man. He had a better team, though.
They don't care.
Man, hell.
That's why they stretched all the awards to the playoffs because of that Dirk Nowitzki.
I can't think of no other.
They was giving good people
point guards. Devin Booker.
Oh, Westbrook. Westbrook's gonna make it.
Yeah,
it's triple double, baby.
Triple double, yeah. So he gonna get 13.
Okay, are we writing this nigga off for what? I'm
who,
sick.
Russell?
Yes.
Y'all know I've been off of
what's
Westbrook.
Up? Like 3 years.
I told you a long time ago I wasn't a fan of triple double.
3 years.
Triple double has never meant anything to me.
It's not a thing now, I'll say that. The first time he did it, I can understand. Triple-double. But now the fact that you did it 2 and 3.
It's been overrated. It's always it's been overrated, man.
It's overrated.
Yeah. I'm surprised people saying he the best in the NBA because of that, bro.
No.
That literally makes no sense to me.
None at all, bro. I don't understand it.
It's not the NBA no more, though. Your point guard don't have to get triple-doubles to win a game. Your point guard, like Damian Lillard, go out and get 34
what
and
I
7
say in the group,
and still win a game.
When I say in the group message,
the 34
hold
points
on, the dude for Utah, he's a point guard, right? That dude in the second year?
David Mitchell?
Donovan Mitchell.
No, I say Utah. No, Nuggets. He's a point guard.
Jamal?
Yeah, Jamal is he a point guard or is he a two?
He's not going to make all NBA, though.
Nah,
but he's a point guard, though. Yeah, he's a point guard, but he's going to make all NBA, though.
You know what? Kemba Walker hasn't been making all point guard because Kyle Lowry's been making it. Larry may make it again.
If he make it, bro, then it's rigged. Bro.
I forgot about him. I forgot.
He is so terrible, man.
He has made a couple.
He is trash.
Yeah, he might make it again.
I watch him play and be like, man, what are you doing?
He has made some all-NBA teams, man. And it's kind of crazy, though. They thought DeMar DeRozan was the problem. No.
Eric Bledsoe may make it because they was the number one team in the East.
He
shouldn't make it.
No, he should not.
So hold on.
If Kyle Lowry make it, he should make it.
But you would take Bledsoe over Kyrie?
You gotta think about that?
Nah.
Yeah.
Kyrie left a bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah. But Kemba's not gonna make it, man.
I was high on Kyrie, this shit.
He kind of did hurt himself, though.
Man, he hurt himself bad, bro.
Because after game one, it was...
Because this is his time to prove that I'm the number one. I don't need another star.
But he was trying to, and he shot him out of the game.
But after
his fourth shot, I called in the group, man. I said, oh, shit, Kyrie out there bullshitting. Yeah. I said it. I said, he bullshitting. Then, man, he shot that bottom up. Who shoots over Giannis? And you damn near a foot smaller than he is.
He is a foot smaller. Kyrie's only 6'1".
Like, who shoots over him when Giannis got out?
Yeah.
Bro, you supposed to break his ankles, not try to shoot over him.
But for real, though, they really, Boston as a whole team, ain't really had a good playoffs, though. Like I said before, I feel like...
And they had to beat the Pacers because they had to beat the Pacers.
Yeah. They didn't even have Victor.
I had the Pacers beating them.
If they had Victor, they would have gave Boston a series.
When I put it on my...
And if you really think about it, them four games, they didn't really blow out Indy.
The only reason why they beat them is because we just don't have a score.
That's it.
Our person that we said, give you the ball and they can go to work.
And then they beat Milwaukee.
I'm glad you brought up the Pacers because the LA is eyeing old boy from the Pacers.
No, I told you I don't want that to happen.
Bogdanovich.
Oh shit.
You can have Bogey. Hold on, Ben Simmons is actually classified as a point guard.
Yeah.
Ben Simmons is gonna be a 13.
Ben Simmons is gonna be a 13. Ben Simmons might make all NBA.
Kemba Walker's not going to be an all NBA player.
They got him listed.
He's a 16 point guard.
Because it's Ben Simmons, Jimmy, Tobias.
And he's actually listed as a point guard.
The jig is up on that motherfucker, too.
I've been hating Ben Simmons.
You have to. I'll give you that. You have to.
Trade him.
JJ.
They ain't going to never. They never going to win with him and Embiid together.
So that means Tobias play the 40.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so Ben Simmons is going to make the 13.
Yeah, he probably is.
So it's gonna be Steph, Lillard, Ben Simmons. No, it's gonna be Steph, Lillard, Westbrook. Westbrook's probably gonna be 2. Lillard's gonna be 3. So Kemba Walker has no chance of making an All NBA.
That's gonna be Damian Lillard, so man.
So Kemba Walker's gonna lose out like on $70 million.
Mm-hmm. So Lillard had a better season.
So than Steph. Okay, so if he missed out on that money,
I said Steph was one, Lillard was two, Westbrook's three.
So if he gonna miss out on that money,
Lillard had a. I mean, you think Steph had a better season than Lillard?
Steph averaged 28 points this season.
How many does
Steph was the leading scorer? Steph was number three in the NBA leading scoring. With Durant on the team.
Steph
averaged like 28.4.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Steph had...
I think he averaged like 20. I think he did.
Yeah, 28. They actually said his shooting percentage is the best out of his like MVP year.
It's better?
He shot like 45 from the three.
Well, I guess he would shoot better with KD on the floor.
Yeah, but he still averaged 28 points. He was the third leading scorer of the year.
So, Kemba, if he missed out on his money, you might as well sign somewhere else then, right?
He's still going to lose out like on 30.
So, on top of the 70 or whatever.
Because Charlotte is a small market team.
The 70 may be a little crazy, teams, but it's like 40 and then like 30.
They gave the small market teams more money to keep bigger players. Yeah. So, he'll lose out on 30 money if he goes somewhere, anywhere else besides Charlotte.
Right. I think he should go to New York. You from there?
He's from New York.
You from New York? Shit, you might as well go play for New York. Shit, you done. I don't even think KD going to New York. I don't know where the fuck he going.
That's what they saying.
He's staying.
Like, he's saying, like, if he's staying, go to state,
Clay leaving.
You gonna
they
go
both not staying, bro.
You gonna pick Durant over Clay?
Golden State is stupid enough to do that, and they dumb.
Why would that be stupid?
It wouldn't be stupid.
They're only winning the playoffs because of Durant.
They wouldn't be stupid.
They only won these last rings because of Durant.
I don't think it'd be right, though. That's not right.
No, it's not right, but it's a business.
It's a business, though. I don't think it's stupid.
Why did they win the ring last year, Chris? Is it because of Clay?
Is KD?
Why have they won this series? Is it because of Clay?
Clay is going to prove to them why they need to keep him over KD. Like they said, KD
Clay is never going to play better than KD.
The nigga... He think he scored 44 points and dribbled the ball twice.
Yes. Has Clay ever played better than KD? No, no one besides LeBron has played better than KD in these playoffs.
That nigga didn't need them. They didn't need KD.
Who
KD
didn't?
Needed them.
Why did they win these last two championships? Chris, what games are you watching?
No, Golden State needed KD, bro. If they didn't get KD.
They're 29-4 without KD.
But my
put him on the team, bro.
But my thing is,
they're worse
like
KD on the floor.
But when they
lost game seven,
I bet you in the back of their head they was like, oh shit.
They called right after they lost.
Like, dude, like that's a problem. Like, we're gonna win one championship, that's probably gonna be it. Cause LeBron and Kyrie, they probably gonna take over. So let's call KD. It wasn't like KD had a meeting set up with him already.
I don't know.
They came out of nowhere, bro.
They said Draymond literally called him in the parking lot after they lost.
Draymond said he did.
Yeah, because they needed KD. And KD came, and in the playoffs, he's winning the playoffs.
KD could have stayed.
It don't matter what happened in a season.
KD could have stayed in OKC.
And that would have been the worst thing of his life.
Probably would have. But he probably... Yeah, probably would have. I take that back. Yeah.
Only way...
KD is showing up in the playoffs.
But I said
because Steph Curry can't.
That KD should have stayed in OKC, and they could have...
They could have came back and beat Golden State.
They should have
following year.
State.
They
well, Westbrook was shooting. Did you know that Westbrook shoots over?
Yes.
Out of when KD was there.
Right.
I don't care what you about to say.
Westbrook shoots.
I believe it. Yes.
The MVP year that KD won, Westbrook shot like 180 more shots than him.
Yes, I believe it.
That is crazy.
That's Russell, bro.
But you gotta think, they won their first ring. I'm talking about playoffs. Mm-hmm. In the playoffs, Steph Curry didn't have a good playoffs because Iggy was doing good defense on LeBron. That's why he got the finals MVP.
Wasn't even good defense, though.
Man, why do people say that, man? Like, I don't...
LeBron averaged 38 points,
yeah.
11 rebounds, and 11 assists that series.
And okay. His second option was Matthew Dellavedova.
That's not... That's like saying, oh, well, you kept...
And Deli was D'ing up on Steph. Deli had good D before he almost killed
himself. So who else could have got the MVP there? Andre fucking Iguodala.
That's true, because Steph wasn't shit.
But that's what I'm saying. So,
but Steph ain't never been shit in the playoffs.
So that's what I'm saying. KD gives them rings. Steph gives them good season. KD gives them rings.
I think KD is the reason why they won these last two. KD is the reason.
That's a fact.
KD is.
KD's going to give you the ring. Steph is going to give you a good season. He's going
to
sell tickets.
It's just hard for me to say that they needed him after they won a ring in 73 games before he got there.
They feared LeBron. They feared LeBron.
Yeah. And I keep telling you, Steph only got 4 years left. That nigga's ankles is not going to hold up.
That's a fact, though, bro. It's, it was LeBron. So crazy. Because after LeBron done won, I said, nigga, they about to win a couple more. I said, because who going to beat them?
They, man.
I thought they was going to reel off a couple more. And then
I was
KD
surprised.
Go there. I'm like, shit.
But you know what? Even when KD came there, though, I had still thought Cleveland still at least would have won two games. They lost. They won only one game, bro. I did not think they was just going to win one game, bro, and that's going to be it, bro. I thought they was still, but KD's, man, that man. If KD was doing this shit on a different team that he, like, brought up and won a championship with, he probably would take over LeBron, bro.
I 1,000% agree.
Because that nigga been going crazy in these playoffs.
They're not even talking about him the face of the NBA, bro. They skipped right over him with Giannis and Joel Embiid, bro. They're not even talking about KD.
Nah, they not, man. You can't, though. You really can't, though.
You can't.
You can't really talk
about KD. You ain't in no MVP talks. None of that, bro. They're like, bro, we can't give you MVP. You got the greatest shooter on your team. Yeah. And you join them.
Yeah. Yeah. But shit, they needed him, though. They needed KD, man.
Yeah.
They had no choice, bro.
But it was, that way, man.
Did you like you think about it, man? Cleveland, them man, they could have won at least 2-3 more, bro. They could have.
If KD would have stayed, if he went somewhere else or stayed in OKC, they would have won 2-3 more. Who would have beat them, bro?
So hold on. So they got KD. He didn't get a max, but he got paid. He got 30.
Yeah.
Clay,
because like he get those like 2 years, $60 million.
Yeah, so if they didn't,
so sign,
if
I got one off of 1 year.
But if they didn't sign KD, they had money. So who else could they have signed that year?
They wasn't really talking like they.
So let's say they didn't get KD. Who else was available?
It was a free agent.
Kyrie was available when he went to Boston.
But you know,
Kyrie wasn't available.
No, he wasn't available yet. Yeah, he wasn't.
Who was available that year then?
That year KD went there.
Yeah.
KD, was that Melo too? No, Melo.
I'm glad they didn't get Melo.
I think KD was the biggest free agent that year.
Well, obviously he was the biggest, but it had to be somebody else.
I don't think it was, I mean, nobody that we can remember.
Who else moved that year? Was that 2016 or 15?
Blake Griffin was a free agent. 16. But he ended up re-signing.
No, Blake, he re-signed and then they traded his ass.
They did, yeah.
They paid him and then traded him. Was it 15 or 16?
Chris Paul was a free agent, but he opted back in to get traded to Houston.
Yeah.
He was a free agent.
Yeah, and you can't do it. They can't have another.
That was 2016? That was the year after. That was 2017. When Chris Paul went to Houston.
Oh, it was. Yeah, you're right.
I can't think of nobody
Kevin else. Durant, LeBron, Andre, Mike Conley.
Andre almost went to Houston.
DeMar DeRozan, if he got DeRozan. That.
I remember Andre Iguodala.
2016, Andre Iguodala was a free agent?
No. Well, I haven't got to the name yet.
2015,
Drummond.
I think he's been a free agent twice since he's been with Golden State, bro. I think.
The last year was when he would have went to San Antonio.
Yeah.
Then they matched.
Another year, he was going to go to Houston. Houston was going after him real hard.
What was that Houston?
If they didn't get KD, they would have ended up with DeRozan.
Nah.
DeRozan got a bag, though.
Nah, he wanted to be in Toronto.
DeRozan.
He wanted to be in Toronto.
Booked his ass.
Yeah, he wanted to be in Toronto, so I don't think.
The only other people was Dwayne Wade, Whiteside,
Dwight
Howard.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There wasn't no, like, extra big
Batum.
Was that year.
And plus, Warriors, they came, like,
Bradley Beal.
Like, was, like, last minute.
Bradley Beal was a free agent.
They
KD? Yeah, because they wasn't no.
They wasn't expecting to get him, bro. Mm-hmm.
That's
what it was a long shot.
Because it was really Boston, wasn't it? It was really Boston.
But they was massaging KD since All-Star that year, remember? Draymond was like, we was texting back and forth. That's why he's even more of a sucker. Like, you let them talk you out of your game, bro.
Damn, they could have got Eric Gordon. He was a free agent.
He
Bradley Beal was a free agent that year, too.
They wouldn't have meshed good with them, though.
I think Eric Gordon would have been putting in work.
What, for Golden State?
For Golden State?
Hell yeah.
The Rockets don't have a good... I hate watching Rockets games. It is. I hate watching the Rockets play.
Controlling the ball, yeah, that would have been crazy.
If you can fit in with the Rockets and just watch Harden dribble for 20 seconds and then pass you the ball, you can fit in anywhere.
Yeah. Rockets too for not paying that luxury tax.
Watching the Rockets, man.
All of these organizations that get these rings nowadays pay that luxury tax, mm-hmm. and y'all the only ones that didn't want to do it. First of all, I wouldn't have gave Chris Paul all that money. That was stupid, first of all.
They're going to regret that. That's going to hurt them. But they got like 4 years?
4 years, 100 and something. If Chris Paul was smart,
I thought Chris Paul was a return this year.
Chris Paul should have been like,
he did that the whole year, though.
Chris Paul should have said, man, bring the old team back so we can go back at them niggas. Mm-hmm. But he just wanted the money, and that's why Trevor Reason
only got $15 million. He only got $15 million with
And Peter. Who was the other dude they had?
Bob Boutin or something like that.
They should have brought him back too. Stupid. Now imagine that team against a Golden State Warriors with no KD.
Bruh,
they would have been alright.
You talking like that, I gotta look at the score, man.
Golden State up 10, watch.
No, I was saying last time I watched it, it was up like 5. Oh, and Austin Rivers was a free agent of the year.
Tie game.
It's still tied? Mm-hmm. See, this shouldn't even be tied, man. Like,
it's at Houston, too, isn't it? Aren't they home?
Yes, it's in Houston.
But that's the thing. The Warriors lose at home. They lose at home. So that's how I know they're going to win this game.
That's a fact.
Because they don't win at home.
They do lose at home.
Unless it's like game 7, they got to. But other than that, they do some bullshit at home.
It, though. Houston should win, but they not.
I got to look at the stats.
Oh, boy, been playing. Harden disappeared the other night.
This is James Harden, man.
And Chris Paul just skates.
Yeah, let me tell y'all why they go State's winning. Iguodala got fucking 17 points.
That's crazy.
Five from 8 from 3.
Oh, he's shooting threes?
That's why they fucking, that's why it's close.
Yeah.
Steph Curry, 5 for 14.
Damn.
And I really 24. Can't believe that Terry said I was exaggerating when I said Steph.
At least Chris Paul showing up.
Chris Paul and James Harden balling. Okay.
Chris Paul got 25.
PJ Duncan got 12.
All right, man. We can go watch the game, man. I don't really got nothing else to talk about.
I don't
need to go. Yeah, I don't got shit.
No, I ain't got nothing to talk about no more.
All right.
I'm about to go give me some fish nibbles.
I'm about to go finish watch the game. All right. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. It's been another great episode. I'm your host, Jay Green. Pizza. AKA take the weed and leave the money. When did I have pizza? I had pizza the other day. It was good.
Got pizza at the crib.
Yeah.
Pizza
the wife,
does sound fire.
The wife stopped by there when she got off.
Oh, look at that.
Pizza does sound fire.
That's fine.
Maybe I should order some pizza. All right. We do it again next week. To the right of me, our guy.
You should.
C. Will, AKA Struggle Beard, AKA Chris with the stick.
Struggle Beard.
Yes. Been struggling like a motherfucker over here.
Back Door, a.k.a. Stuntastic, a.k.a. the Pop Father.
A.k.a. One Wish.
One Wish. Oh, that might be another one, too. A.k.a. One Wish. Yeah, I think I'm going to have to take that one, too, man. A.k.a. She Got Gifts. What? Hey, Ryan! Oh.
Turn this shit off.
All right, everybody. Thank you. We'll do it again.
Oh. Wow.